Once again, I believe the world is increasingly excited that America has decided to take a leadership role in the area of nuclear instead of to hide behind the politics of the issue as we have and as we've lost that leadership role over the last two decades. And that's obvious by our action here, by the comprehensive work that has been done, and the bipartisan character of its effective accomplishment. If you can't begin to design and ultimately build new nuclear production facilities in this country, new electrical productions in this country fueled by nuclear reactors, then you're not going to get it done. But I think we will. And not only will we go through a new generation, but we will go into new technologies, and that's laid out in this bill. We also did something else. We recognized the old that must be renewed. And I believe that was hydro. And for the Pacific Northwest, it was critical. In the Energy Policy Act of the mid-80s, we created a problem. We just included everybody except the producer and said, you have a right to shape the new facility when it's relicensed, no matter what the cost and no matter what the demand, as long as it fits the environmental desire of the stakeholders involved. And so we couldn't get licensing done. It went on for years and years and cost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, and nothing got done. And when it did get done, the production plant usually produced less than it had before. That is unacceptable. When we see so many of our hydro facilities needing to be relicensed in the next 20 years, I and many others worked, and we have what we believe is a new and better way to relicense our facilities with that clear recognition. There are a lot of key components in this critical legislation that, as both the senators to Mexico have said, put us back into the business of producing energy, clean energy, appropriate for our national needs, meeting the demands, creating jobs, and saying to our young people, there is a very bright, abundant energy future for our country.